Yeah, I'm Aaron Coleman, and I'm the co-creator of FoodBusterGame.com. Me and my wife built this game as part of Michelle Obama's Apps for Healthy Kids contest. It's a national contest to challenge developers to create a game or tool around healthy food, understanding health contents, food contents, and understanding exercise. We used ASP.NET to build FoodBusterGame.com. We used jQuery. We built it on top of the Azure web platform, and we got started with the tools from the BizSpark program. We picked Azure for the ability to add more resources when needed. We started out with the traditional web hosting plan, and the reason that we moved off of that was we were hoping to win, and we were hoping to be able to accommodate people as they found out that we were the winners and the national press release went out, to make sure that we had enough resources to allow people to play the game without any downtime or without a lot of slowness. It wasn't too tough to move from traditional web hosting to Azure. Most of the code stayed the same. The difference is in order to accommodate multiple virtual machines, you have to just think about the shared resources, the session states, any kind of file storage that needs to be offloaded into either Azure Tables or Queues or SQL Azure. And then once I did that and moved the sessions off, it was really all it took to get it moved over and be able to add instances and remove instances as needed. I don't think it was more than a night's worth of work to really understand to move it over. It's a really mirrors the way I understand load balancing, you know, in the very traditional sort of sense that you just put shared resources in different places, and then Azure, you know, works its magic to expand and add more services as you need it. Yeah, we are we're adding more levels. We're adding it's a game show game, so we're adding more characters, and we're going to be moving it to some mobile platforms, and we're going to be just making it a little better as we think of new things to incorporate into the game. A lot of people play it. It's used in classrooms. It's used home computers. It's very important to us that it remain, you know, web-based. We use jQuery for animations. We don't do a lot of plugin-based type things, so that it's very lightweight for a lot of people to be able to access it. And we're excited that people enjoy playing it and learn from it.